Three dialogues. Do you ever find yourself dodging certain individuals because you're reluctant to engage in a necessary conversation? As you anticipate how the dialogue might unfold, do you experience feelings of unease and apprehension? It's a common reaction, but avoiding challenging conversations isn't the solution. It often exacerbates the situation. Yet, you know from experience that having the conversation will lead to discomfort. You grapple with various approaches and search for the right diplomatic language to prevent a confrontation. Nevertheless, there are strategies to navigate this scenario. Every conversation follows a three-part structure, even if the participants aren't consciously aware of it. This structure is composed of conversations within the conversation. Understanding these internal dialogues can help alleviate the discomfort of allowing difficult discussions to unfold in their typical manner. Three phases of a conversation. In every conversation, there are three distinct phases. 1. Understand what happened. This initial phase often revolves around assigning blame, asserting dominance, and determining fault. It can lead to conflicts and negative emotions. 2. Explore feelings. The second phase involves examining the emotions of each participant. While these feelings may not always be explicitly addressed, they heavily influence the conversation's direction and intensity. Questions about the appropriateness of feelings and the rights of individuals to their emotions often arise. 3. Discuss identity. The final phase explores into the internal sense of identity for each person involved. Questions of right and wrong, blame, and deserving love may emerge. If the conversation threatens one's sense of self, it's natural to adopt defensive postures to regain balance, even if it doesn't necessarily improve the conversation's outcome. The whole truth. When conflicts arise during the "what happened" phase of a conversation, the focus often shifts to determining whose version of the truth is accurate, who had better intentions, and how to assign blame. However, these notions are inherently flawed. No one possesses access to the complete truth, and understanding another's intentions is inherently difficult. Attempting to speculate only exacerbates the situation. In this sub-conversation, each party is convinced that the other is at fault, and both sides dismiss the validity of the opposing viewpoint. However, in reality, both parties have an incomplete understanding of the issues and events at hand. By taking the time to explore available information, both parties can gain insight into the other's perspective and work towards a more constructive resolution. The key lies not necessarily in merging positions, but in accepting the ideas presented by both sides. It's essential to adopt a more nuanced stance that aligns closer with reality. Even when one feels unequivocally right, maintaining an open mind is valuable, as the conversation often extends beyond the subject believed to be fully understood. Intentions and taking responsibility. It's crucial not to presume you fully understand someone else's intentions, as this can lead to a misleading trap. Often, individuals themselves are unsure of their own actions' motives. Reflecting on the intentions attributed to others, you may detect a hint of self-justification in your judgments. Similarly, attempting to explain your pure motives can backfire, as the impact of your actions still holds significance regardless of your intentions. You've likely experienced the frustration of having your intentions misinterpreted by someone angry about the results. When you find yourself entangled in a difficult situation, it becomes apparent how you contributed to the mess. While it's tempting to assign blame elsewhere, acknowledging your role is essential. For instance, if you bring the wrong materials to a crucial presentation, it's easy to fault your assistant, but it's crucial to recognize your responsibility for not thoroughly checking everything beforehand. Ultimately, the primary objective should be to prevent similar mix-ups from occurring in the future. Making others feel awful and resentful doesn't aid in achieving this goal. Instead, it's beneficial to assess each person's contribution to the problem and collaboratively determine steps to ensure a better outcome next time. While this may be challenging when emotions are heightened and embarrassment is fresh, it's advisable to wait until you've regained control of your emotions before engaging in such discussions. Use feelings productively. Difficult conversations invariably involve emotions, which is precisely why they're challenging. To circumvent the discomfort of grappling with intense feelings and heated exchanges, individuals often suppress their emotions. You might convince yourself that you can maintain an objective emotional stance, viewing yourself as the impartial party in the dispute, yet this self-assurance may be deceptive. Eventually, your emotions will breach this barrier, undermining your supposed objectivity. Until you confront and acknowledge your feelings, it will be exceedingly challenging to truly listen to the other person. Understanding your emotional tendencies is crucial. Even well-intentioned individuals can experience inappropriate and detrimental emotions. It's equally important to recognize that the other party also harbors emotions that demand understanding. Learn to identify and comprehend the emotions underlying accusations, blame, and judgments. Recognize that you can engage in a negotiation with your feelings, describing them without succumbing to them. Expressing your emotions does not equate to effectively constructively managing them. Often, the ability to effectively address emotions is what ultimately matters most after difficult conversations. Sense of identity. The reluctance to engage in difficult conversations often stems from a fear that the other party's response could significantly undermine one's sense of self. Reflect on this fear as you recall instances of avoiding challenging discussions in the past. The apprehension of having one's competence challenged, being denied the belief in one's inherent goodness, or worse, being labeled as unworthy of appreciation or love, can lead to a profound sense of paralysis. It's essential to delve deeper into your intricate sense of identity and gain a more comprehensive understanding of it. While considering how the conversation might impact the other party, acknowledge that their identity is similarly multifaceted. Instead of attempting to control their responses, prepare yourself for a range of possible reactions. By accepting your imperfections, acknowledging the complexity of your intentions, and recognizing your contribution to the issue at hand, you take a significant stride toward grappling with your identity. Select your conversation. You can engage in every challenging conversation that arises. Time constraints and the perceived significance of these confrontations mean that not all are worth your energy, so how do you decide which ones to tackle? There are no set rules to guide you. Ultimately, you must determine which difficult conversations are worthwhile for yourself. When considering engaging in a challenging conversation, start by examining the three sub-conversations, what happened, feelings, and identity, to gauge if your objective is meaningful. If not, it may be best to refrain. Assess whether the underlying conflict is personal or if you're attempting to address a temporary problem with lasting repercussions. Explore alternative approaches to resolving the issue. Perhaps there are actions you can take to alleviate the situation that would yield better results than a conversation. Constructive approach: learning to let go and collaborate. One constructive approach is learning to let go. Understand that your responsibility is to intervene with your best efforts, not to single-handedly improve the world. Recognize your limitations and those of the other party. Not everything is personal. It's not always about who you are or what you've done. Take the time to understand the other party's perspective. Express your viewpoint on the situation without resorting to venting. Share your feelings by describing them rather than acting them out. Strive to collaborate with the other party to find a mutually beneficial resolution to the issue. The third story. Before diving into a challenging conversation, it's crucial not to rush in blindly. Doing so risks agitating the other party, prompting them to retaliate with their version of events while disregarding yours. This leads to a futile exchange where nothing is truly heard or accomplished, and tensions escalate. Instead, take a moment to consider both sides and entertain the other party's perspective without immediately dismissing it. Picture yourself as a neutral third party tasked with deciphering the situation. As a mediator, you'll hear neither party's narrative, but rather a third, impartial story. Once this third story is recounted, both sides can step back and explore each other's accounts without feeling threatened or combative. In these conversations, the focus shifts from determining who is right or wrong to understanding differing information, priorities, and perspectives. Keys to effective communication. Effectively listening to and understanding the other person can swiftly resolve numerous issues because listening fundamentally alters the dynamic of the conversation. Rather than resisting others, you affirm and assist them in addressing their concerns. Genuine curiosity and attentive listening facilitate reciprocal listening from others. When initiating a challenging conversation, begin by presenting the third story rather than asserting your claims. Encourage others to listen by actively listening to them. Now that you're poised to be heard, consider what you wish to communicate. Prioritize authenticity over eloquence and assert your right to speak. However, improving this skill takes time, so don't feel pressured to exceed your comfort level. Focus on the core issue, ensuring clarity in your message, and avoid veering off topic. Present your assumptions with context, avoiding language that transforms them into absolute truths. The more authentically you communicate, the more effective your conversation will be. Synergistic approach. Developing these skills requires understanding that others may respond differently to situations. Taking charge of the conversation rests on your shoulders. Experiment with reframing discussions until you find an approach that improves listening and participation. Use your listening skills consistently and persistently, and don't give up easily. Occasionally, reframing and attentive listening may prove insufficient. In such instances, consider addressing the underlying issue obstructing communication directly. While this may lead to a tangential discussion, it could prove beneficial if the main conversation has reached an impasse. Once the dialogue returns to the central topic, even if consensus is elusive, collaborate on problem-solving, exploring options, and presenting alternatives. Avoid hastiness or pressure for swift resolutions. Prioritize achieving a positive outcome over racing to a conclusion. 5 principles for effective difficult conversations. Follow these 5 principles for your next difficult conversation. 1. Consider the 3 conversations framework. 2. Assess the necessity of the conversation. 3. Start with the third story. 4. Explore both parties' stories. 5. Collaborate on problem solving. Adhering to these steps will make difficult conversations more manageable and constructive. Key points. 1. Understand the 3 phases of conversation: what happened, feelings, and identity. 2. Recognize the complexity of determining truth and intentions in conflict resolution. 3. Accept emotional intelligence to navigate challenging conversations effectively. 4. Acknowledge the impact of identity on communication and conflict resolution. 5. Prioritize and choose which difficult conversations are worth engaging in. 6. Start conversations by presenting the third story to improve understanding.